Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Wolf and Luke Middays, Front Office Focus with Wolf and Luke. Presented by Redbird Farms. Redbird Farms Chicken, what real chicken tastes like.
Well, they're all big, none bigger than the one the D-backs have coming up this afternoon slash evening, assuming the weather cooperates in Chicago. D-backs White Sox starting a three-game series. They only have two series left in the regular season, Wolf, but they are tied for the number two wild card, and we are pleased to be joined right now on the Arizona Sports Line by their Senior Vice President and Assistant GM, Amiel Sade. Amiel, thank you for the time. How's this playoff race treating you?
It's fun. Stressful, but fun. Thanks for having me on, and it's a nice little break to the day. Talk to you guys.
So, Amiel, is your confidence level high? I think you're probably going to say yes, but if it is, why? Why is it high?
I think it's high because the trust we have in this group. I think we've seen over the span of the 150 some games we played that we've taken our lumps and we fought back, and we fight back in games and we fight back off losing streaks. And look, we went to New York and it wasn't ideal. The conditions weren't ideal. The way kind of it all shook out. But after Friday night's clunker, we came back on Sunday and had a really good game. And yesterday obviously wasn't the outcome we wanted, but I do believe in these guys, and I think they know what the task at hand. They know what's in front of them, and we have a tough stretch for the next 6 days. But everybody's focused on one game at a time, and just we control our own destiny, and that part's really important. We just go out, we win games, we'll find ourselves in the playoffs. So that's the most important thing that that we have to remember.
It's not one or two guys, obviously, but just specifically with two of the youngsters and Corbin Carroll and Gabriel Moreno, even if the season had ended a week ago, they already had great years. But what does it do for you and the rest of the front office to see those two stepping up in the middle of their first ever playoff race?
Yeah, it takes a long time for young players to really feel comfortable in the major leagues, especially young hitters. I think it takes an even longer time for them to feel comfortable in these pressure packed situations. And we're watching these kids. Effectively they're all really kids, come up in these big situations and deliver time and time again. And I think it shows their, the heartbeat they have, going up there. And I think these are certain character traits that are sometimes really hard to evaluate, objectify, and also really teach. And just the ability to slow the game down and understand that you have to take one at bat at a time. And even though one at bat seems like it's a bigger situation than the next, I think they really are able to slow the game down. And it's fun to watch. I think we saw a lot of it early in the season with some of the other, Perdomo was doing it a lot, coming up with runners in scoring position. So just the group of young players we have taking a step forward this year is really exciting for 2024 too.
Yeah, on that note right there, Corbin Carroll, of course, is on fire right now. He's got 14 hits in his last seven games and five RBIs in his last seven games as well. The opportunity is there, and this is the kind of thing that I notice so much in terms of being a professional athlete and going out there in your rookie year when you're as young as he is and coming through in the clutch when your team needs it. I more times than not, over the last 7 to 8 games, Corbin Carroll has come through for this team. What does that say about this young guy, in your opinion, as a scout, as an evaluator?
Yeah. I don't know if there's any more I can say about him. It's just unbelievable. Every time he goes through a mini slump, you're waiting for him to get that next hit, because once he gets that hit, it's going to come in bunches. And it's just so hard to say. He's amazing. He really is. He's an incredible young man. He goes about his business. I think anyone who's come to our games and watched him take BP or watched him watch him shag before a game. He goes about his business from the second he steps in the, you know, in the ballpark at 1 or 2 o'clock. He takes everything very seriously and takes every at bat very seriously, and every defensive play, and every time he's on the bases, you watch what he can do to a pitcher to disrupt a game. I mean, you find yourself when we're in big situations, I think we have a lot of really good hitters in the lineup. You find yourself counting to when Corbin's up, because you just say, man, I don't, even if they put a lefty in, I'm not concerned. Like, this guy's going to hit a lefty. He's going to hit a righty. He might hit a home run. He might hit a double. If he gets on, if he walks, he's going to steal a base. And he just impacts the game in so many ways.
We're talking to Amiel Sade. Amiel, I know you want to get ahead of yourselves here. You're not in the playoffs quite yet, but there has been more buzz nationally of, like, if the D-backs get in, this is maybe not a team another team would want to face. And you can see why watching it. You guys are dangerous on the base paths. You're so good defensively. Do you internally view this team as sort of a team that's different from most of the other clubs around the league?
They're different. Yeah. I mean, I think each club's built differently. Some clubs are built with more power and maybe just more veteran presence. I think this club, if they get in the playoffs, I think part of the reason why you don't want to play this team is because young teams have nothing to lose a lot of times. And then they've done the hard part, which is getting in, playing 162 and getting in. And then the rest is, let's just go out and have fun and play our game. And I think we've seen, especially early on in the year when we went out and, you know, we disrupted the game in so many different ways, how it can change the dynamic for, say, a starting pitcher, especially on the offensive side. I think we have 5-6 games left to play. Obviously, we have to win these games ahead of us, in front of us, because I think there are teams in the, you know, the Chicago White Sox, for example, they probably want to disrupt our chances of getting in the playoffs. So we have to take that one game at a time. Certainly don't want to look ahead, but I am obviously cautiously optimistic that this group, if they get in, they can have some fun. So,
Amiel, what has happened to this bullpen, in your opinion? Because, you know, other than Kevin Ginkle going out and blowing the last game, this bullpen has been really, really good as of late, has it not?
Yeah, it has been. And I think what's building a bullpen, while it seems very simple to many fans, I think it's probably one of the hardest things all 29 other teams will tell you to do, because bullpens are fickle. They change year in and year out. You go out and get the guy who lead the league in saves last year, and then they have a clunker this year. And I think that's just a very challenging way of looking at how to build a bullpen. I think to me, the biggest difference has been Sewald. I think, one, his calming veteran presence. Look, he comes in the game. There are times where he creates traffic and he gets out of it. And he's to the degree that we talk about the slow heartbeat, he's able to just go out and execute. And I think what Sewald has done for us is put a bona fide closer in the back end and pushed a bunch of guys down. But then I can't go without saying how good Ginkle has been.
Yeah,
Ginkle has really solidified the eighth inning. I think we've seen Torrey go time and time again to that eighth, ninth with Ginkle and Sewald, and then using the rest of the guys to match up. Ginkle can take the hard part of the lineup and go after them. Yeah, obviously yesterday was not his best showing, but he's been amazing. He's been one of the best relievers in baseball. Obviously then we picked up Ryan Thompson, who's a different look, and he's been able to come in and get some righties out and even lefties out too. And just, you know, sidearming, sinking guy who can get ground balls. So I do think there are some things that some positive developments in the last 6 weeks that we've seen with this bullpen.
Well, Amiel, we appreciate your time as always. Good luck in Chicago. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.